Welcome to G.L. Horton Stage Page. Today's Easter Sunday, the 8th of April, 2007. I finally got two great actresses together and we managed to get the short one act, A Late Lunch, recorded. We'll hear that today. One of them also read the 1222 Brighton from London, Victoria for us. That leaves just one remaining part of the Brighton Train Trilogy left to record. Geraldine went off to Columbus for a few days this week and managed another interview with Alan Woods. I haven't heard it yet, but his talks in the past have been excellent. I'll put one of those on next week and the other the week after. I'll fill out this week's show with This Week in Boston, written by Will Stackman, and a few words from me and my podcast. So, on to the local scene. Now that Easter's passed, the Boston stages are filling up. Neil Heidel's Persephone has a world premiere at the Wimberley for the Huntington. Mike Daisy has settled in at Zero Arrow for the ART, and the Conquest of the South Pole continues over at the Charlestown Working Theater. The Underground Railway Theater and Catalyst Collaborative are preparing an adaptation of Alan Lightman's Einstein Dreams, which will have a world premiere at MIT later this month. Up You Mighty Race is presenting 409 Edgecombe Ave, a new theatrical documentary at the BCA, while the Theater Offensive has a new musical, Surviving the Neon, next door. And over at the Downstage Space at the New Rep, a new company, Blue Spruce, is doing a revival of Jason Robert Brown's two-singer musical, The Last 5 Years. For reviews by Will Stackman, go to On the Isle at http://profwill.spymac.com. Katie came by yesterday. I promised her a cider and angel food cake to celebrate the century mark of the show she was in. Harry and Annabelle couldn't make it. A dear friend stopped by to welcome GL back from Columbus, though. A dear actress friend. She played a part in GL's A Late Lunch several years back when it was part of the Playwrights Platform Festival of One Acts, and she agreed to reprise her role in that with Katie. She is good. Well, you'll hear for yourself. We did this in a single take and very little editing. Okay, I added some crowd noise in the beginning. E. Grace Noonan had to take a break from her acting career to take care of family business. I do hope this means she's back. We missed her. E. Grace and Katie reading A Late Lunch.
Oh, could I have another cup of coffee? Which could she be? Hello, yeah, another cup of coffee, please. Thanks. No, that's what we want, but could you wait until my friend gets here before you serve it? Thank you, but I'll take, you know, another cup of coffee. Thanks. Ah! Over here, Jennifer!
Lisa! Have you just been sitting here?
Since 1:30.
God, I am so sorry. I looked right past and didn't see you.
So I made an idiot of myself and waved and shouted. Were you here earlier? Because I did go out once to use the phone, and to the ladies' room around 2:50. The waitress said nobody came in, though.
No, I just got here. Lisa, I'm so embarrassed.
That's all right. Waiting brings my inner and outer realities together.
What?
I mean, it's okay for me to look like an idiot.
Lisa, you don't look like an idiot. You look terrific. Like a woman who has important business and shouldn't be left waiting in a coffee shop for some schlump like me to show up hours late and covered with baby barf.
I'm just very glad to see you. I was afraid something awful had happened when I couldn't get through to you on the phone.
It was off the hook.
Hours? Doesn't it make that annoying beep?
The baby dismantled it, actually. Right off the wire thing, and then hit it somewhere. He does it all the time. I've tried moving the phone from the desk to the top shelf, but he got up there somehow. I'm so sorry.
It's okay, Jennifer. Really? I called my afternoon appointment and rescheduled.
My God, am I that late? What time is it?
What time is it?
The baby's ripped off my watch again.
It's 3:10.
Oh, my God. I thought hours late was exaggerating. Well, time flies when you're not having fun.
Do you want to tell me about it or move on to something cheerful?
Something cheerful.
Like food?
Oh, like food.
You want to see the menu?
You'll have to read it to me. I'm wearing the wrong glasses.
Now, we want goat cheese salad, don't we?
Want is too mild. I've been dreaming about it. Little bearded goaties leaping over a stile, like cartoon sheep in Count the Sheep to Sleep. And then this huge bowl of salad.
I ordered for us hours ago. Told the waitress to bring coffee right away, salads as soon as my friend gets here.
Wonderful, thanks.
Oh, you don't have to drink that. It's stone cold.
Not quite.
We'll get another.
Oh, it's fine.
Cold coffee's not fine.
It is for me. I'm used to it. I can never drink a whole cup without interruptions, and I always forget and leave it in the microwave if I try to reheat it. So now I just drink it cold whenever I can find it.
Yuck.
Yum, 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 caffeine. A cheerful adult pleasure.
Welcome back.
Thanks for your saintly patience. I can't grovel enough, and thanks for ordering.
That's okay. Our waitress seems to have disappeared, though.
The customers, too. Where is everybody?
3:00. Lunch is over.
The last time we ate here, it was packed to the walls. We had to wait in line.
That was over 1 year ago.
That long?
Benjamin wasn't walking yet.
You're right. God, my life is a blur.
The in-crowd has found a new place.
Funny. They took all the help with them.
It is strange. Maybe I should knock on the kitchen door?
I don't mind waiting. It's worth waiting for. But I do wonder.
What?
What could the new place have that's better?
It doesn't have to be better, Jennifer. Just new.
Maybe 50 kinds of tea.
I went back and forth between ordering you coffee or tea. I know you drink tea, but what kind?
Any of the 49 but jasmine. I sort of switched from one to the other, but tea drinking's got complicated now. The baby has decided that he likes tea. He likes to dip in. Heaven help me. I started him on this. With graham crackers and donuts, but now he wants to dip everything. I make him his own little cup, weak, with plenty of milk, but after he's dipped his peanut butter sandwich in, he wants to dip it in my cup, too. All cups are his cups. Mine, he says, and he pulls my cup away from me, slopping tea all around, which is another reason I've learned to drink cold. With a cold cup, neither of us gets burned.
The baby does this with coffee, too?
Oh, not coffee. Coffee's yuck. He doesn't even want to dip. No danku coffee, he says. He pushes the cup as far away as he can. Not just far away from himself, yuck, but far from me, too. Like, off the edge of the table. Then he cries because he's made a mess. Bad mess, he says. Bad mess. We have to get down on the floor with a paper towel and clean it up. He won't stop crying until we've cleaned it up.
He must be getting so big.
Right. Big enough to give me a permanent backache.
And smart. New skills every day.
Smart enough to win arguments with a 200-word vocabulary.
He didn't want you to leave?
I swear, he can sense what I'm planning. Still no waitress?
Well, those people over there are waiting for their check.
Very patiently.
I had a dog that wouldn't let me leave. Bucky. He'd bite the hem of my coat and try to pull it off me, woofing hysterically, throw himself in front of the door. When I'd get home, there'd be a little pile of turds right where I'd be most likely to step in it, just in case he'd failed to communicate.
So what did you do?
Gave him away. To a shut-in.
With a kid? That's not an option.
I felt truly awful about it. Bucky was devoted to me, but, I mean, while I was in college, it was one thing. I was homesick, and Bucky's possessiveness seemed a small price for all that doggy adoration. So I studied in my room instead of going to the library. But then I got a job. I had to go to work.
I had a job. Once.
I realized I had a problem when a guy showed up to take me to the movies and Bucky bit him.
Benjamin used to bite.
Puts a real cramp in your social life.
Biting?
Jealousy.
You're telling me. Benjamin hides my car keys. He hides my glasses. He gets himself into such a clingy state, I keep taking his temperature looking for a rash. How can I hand this poor pitiful baby over to a sitter? He's tired, he's cranky, but will he take a nap? Not Benji Bun Bun. I nurse him till he dropped off and snoring. But the minute I pull myself away, he grabs back onto my boob as if he were starving. Waiting for Bun Bun to get to sleep, I actually dozed off myself.
You're still nursing?
Depressing, isn't it? I lack moral fiber.
The latest studies say the longer the better.
That's what they say.
Nurse 5 or 6 hours a day. Almost a full-time job.
Do you think it's a right-wing plot?
Well, if it is, it's the only one not bankrolled by a corporation. Archer, Daniels, Midland is into drugging cows and getting people to buy more milk.
I do buy more. Bun Bun gets cow milk. Just run through a mobile biofilter. Me.
The corporations want you in the job market, pushing down wages.
So desperate to get out of the house, I'd work for peanuts. No, not peanuts. Hay. Cows work for hay.
Oh, cows don't rate hay anymore. Straw, banana peel, ground-up newspapers.
Ground-up cow.
Yuck!
Have you heard any more about that?
Mad cow? Oh, not really. I haven't the time. You're the one, mothers, I mean, who should be into it. Protect our food supply, our children's future.
Should and could are a long way apart these days.
Couldn't you read and nurse while you're stuck home, use the phone to organize?
He hates when I use the phone. Grab it, pull the cord, push the buttons. When all else fails, just scream, "Mine!"
That's why you never call me?
His brother was the same way.
My mother managed.
Did she? Does she give lessons?
Doesn't she wish?
You must know from your clients.
Those mothers are junkies, psychotics, living with batterers. You can't expect
me either. Face it, a nursing mother's an animal. Sleep, eat, feed. No way I'm a citizen. Not when I'm busy looking for my watch, for my keys, for my glasses. And Benjamin's busy smearing the wall with his poopy diaper, fighting the cat for her tuna dish.
Thanks for sharing.
New subject. What about lunch?
I lost my appetite.
Oh, not me. I'm hungry enough to eat cat tuna myself.
That last table there is leaving.
Did a waiter come out and give them their check?
Not that I saw.
Looks like they left money on the table.
I bet if we went over and picked it up, a waiter would magically appear.
With the police.
Want to try?
I can't risk jail. My sitter's till 4:30 at least.
What shall we do then?
Gossip?
All right. After you.
What?
Well, I can't think of any gossip.
What's happening at work?
The usual.
What about the little girl with the tumor?
Her paternal grandparents came and took her to live with them in Atlanta.
Your supervisor from hell?
She's calmed down. I think she's on Prozac.
Your love life?
That's calmed down, too. We've renegotiated.
You mean the whole way?
Yeah. If we can. If it's still possible.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm really happy for you. You'll be so much better at it than I am.
I don't think so, but thanks.
So go on, tell me the details. What did you do that finally persuaded him?
I'd rather not talk about it now.
Oh. Okay.
Not in a...
That's okay. That's fine. It's really nobody's business.
It's not that. Just...
It's okay. New subject.
I can't think of another thing. Maybe once you start.
Me? What can I tell you? I have no life.
You have no life? What's that mean? Your life sounds hectic, packed with crises.
Trivia. Tempest in a teapot. I'm at home all day with the baby, then I'm at home all night with my husband and son and the baby. I cope with the kids, he watches television.
Michael doesn't help?
He thinks he does. He says, "Yes! That's what let's do. Dish our husbands."
Alan's been very generous lately.
Right. It's really the same subject. No dishing. If I go much longer without eating, I may black out. I guess I better see if I can either find a waiter or steal some food out of the kitchen.
I'll go. I know what our waitress looks like.
That's assuming she exists?
Biggish, with hair like...
Never mind. I can't see with these glasses, but I don't care. I'll follow my nose, grab anybody, anything. Goat, sheep, tuna, cat. I'm ravenous. Takes a lot of calories to be a cow.
Not really. Let me.
Sit down. I have to pee anyway. Stay here and guard our stuff. My bag. Weight of a field pack for baby maneuvers. Can you believe this bag? Hold the fort.
No. Oh.
there, but our salads were on the counter.
Lisa? Lisa, what's wrong?
It's probably too late.
Too late for... But you're not old. Movie stars give birth in their 40s, maybe even 50s.
Movie stars.
I'm not saying there's plenty of time, but once Alan cooperates...
It's not Alan. It's me.
Lisa...
He agreed almost a year ago.
But you never told me.
You've been so busy.
Not that busy, Lisa. Lisa, all this time I've been thinking that...
I'd hoped to get pregnant right away and tell you to celebrate. And then when I didn't, I couldn't talk. It's so ironic, the years of strain I put on Alan and my relationship.
Oh, but I think it's wonderful that Alan agreed.
If it turns out I can't.
It means Alan really loves you. Even if you can't, you're on the same side.
But he had reasons. Good reasons. And I put him through hell when it wasn't even possible.
Well, what's wrong with you?
Different things. Blockages. Low hormones.
They can't be fixed. You read about women in their 60s.
Individually, these things can be fixed. Together, they add up to about one chance in 1,000.
Oh, Lisa. Oh, my dear.
It's too late.
Lisa! Lisa, wait up!
My listenership was up this week. Last week's interview with Letitia Switzer proved a big hit. Her audience listened to an average of 2 episodes each, hers and one other, and I hope a few of them stick around. If you happen to know of any other theater folk who'd be willing to be interviewed and who would bring their own cheering section, send an email to me at dlmeyer@mindspring.com. I'll try to make it happen. Another show, one with Katy Perry and Annabelle, reached 100 listeners in the first 28 days. Unusual for a show based on readings. Of my 9 shows that topped 100 downloads this month, only that and my reading of My Annual Review were not interviews. Anyone knowing why this might be? Send an email to me at dlmeyer@mindspring.com. I'd love to know.
Hello, this is Sandy. I'm an advocate for the missing, the homeless, and veterans issues. If you'd like the latest updates and news on these subjects, please visit me. I'm on iTunes, or you can locate me at http://scurrier1.podomatic.com. Hope to see you there. God bless you.
That's our show for this week. Let me know how you liked it. If you somehow missed my email address, it's dlmeyer@mindspring.com. We read every message. GL was supposed to record something about a student who used her deus ex machina, won second place in the regionals, and is going on to the Tennessee State Finals. She took a nap instead. So, if you are near the competition, cheer loudly when Deus comes out. Until next week.